to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do?
Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. I thought today would be the show and we would be on time. I was mistaken. But Josie was primping up to the last minute, so she looks beautiful. My name is Dark Mark. I am the goth comedian. Welcome to the Dark Mark Show, the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday night freak show. It's going to be a really good show. We've got my co-host, as always, Josie Katz.
Hello, dark minions.
Next time I'll use cue cards. I think you might have forgotten that one. All you have to say is hello, dark minions. And Josie, we've got...
I know, I forgot what I was about to say.
you were about to say...
That's because of lightning.
You were about to say, I love you, Mark, and I want to marry you. That's something like...
No.
Okay. So we have some great guests. As I was just saying, Josie, normally we have our friends on the show. People, our weird friends, our crazy...
These are our new friends.
But
Lightning and I have met before.
We'll talk about that. I know everything has to be about you. But,
okay,
Jeremy.
You, Mark.
Jeremy.
First fuck you of the night.
Yes, well, I'm sure there'll be more. Jeremy, who was in charge of Skid Row Studios here, we love him. He's the engineer, was telling me, Mark, you have the cutest, most beautiful women on your show. And today is no exception because we have Juliet, Bennett.
Yeah.
Ryla.
Hello.
Julia Bennett Ryla not only is beautiful, but she has brains. She's a writer. She's a singer. She's a classically trained flautist. There's all sorts of things going on there. She is the editor-in-chief of the website.
And we usually have clowns.
Well,
literally.
We have you. So murdermotels.com. And also we have next to Juliet, in case you were wondering which guest was which, The one closest to the camera. I just met this guy last week, and I said, this guy is crazy. He's wild. He's filthy. He's disgusting.
Thank you.
Perfect for our show. Lightning Woodcock, the blues singer and guitar player, and legend, apparently, out in L.A.
Semi-legend. You know?
Semi-legend. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was like...
I'll grow the semi part. But.
The funniest thing about having Lightning on the show, or Lightning, excuse
Lightning.
Me.
Lightning.
Lightning. Having Lightning.
Get it right.
Yeah, there's no G. Lightning. Having Lightning on the show is... I did a show with him last week. I said, this guy's crazy. Nobody would ever have him on this show. And then I was like, oh, we're at Skid Row Studios. It's like, oh, yeah, I've done a lot of shows over there. So this is hardly an exclusive, but this is going to be a different slant on Lightning and Juliet. And Josie, as you know, this show is being brought to you by Hillary'sVanity.com.
With her sexy, sweet stuff.
Well, I have something sexy right now. I was going to put on the camera. Jeremy, can you put on this camera? Look at that. I'm going to pass that around. 2 weeks ago, I referred to that as the cutie patootie dress. That's actually the Judy cutie dress.
Flip through it and let's see what other
names
on
here. No, you know.
No.
Did you look at the dress?
Dark.
What is that? What are you looking at?
I didn't know you were into that.
What's that?
Well, I found some beefcake.
A picture of Jared who was on our show. How do you think I post pictures for the show on Facebook? I get pictures on the internet. Give me that.
What is this one? This isn't for the show.
Give me that.
All right.
Okay.
Just be happy I didn't show everybody.
That's the Judy Cutie dress, which is a beautiful dress. You're messing up my HillaryVanity.com spot because we love Hillary's Vanity.
We do.
Hillary was on our first show.
Her stuff is awesome.
As you saw, how beautiful would you look in that dress?
I want that dress.
How beautiful would Juliet look in that dress?
I think I need to wear it.
Even if Lightning wore that dress, I think I'd have a half a chubby. That is a hot dress. Go
Very
to
hot.
HillarysVanity.com And set up an appointment. If you're in L.A., set up an appointment. Go to her warehouse. She'll let you try everything on. And the great thing about Hillary's Vanity, stylish clothes, goth, steampunk, latex, all sorts of crazy stuff. For sizes extra small to 4XL. No matter what your size, and you three are pretty petite, but no matter what your size, she's got you covered. Go to hillarysvanity.com. If you're out of L.A., because we have people listening in Spain, Russia, England, all throughout the United States, Canada, $15 shipping worldwide on anything. So
we have three listeners here.
Right. I could see Joe. I could see Josie's in quite a mood. I think that's because lightning. And by the way, there's no Hollywood Report today because we're running late.
What?
But the only thing I want to mention, Tuesday night's going to be quite a night because you can see me perform, or you can see Josie perform, or you can do both.
What? You booked something the same night?
I will be at your show. I will be at your show, but I am playing the Fat Tangerine Show in Stanton, California. And if you'd like some more information on that, go to Dark Mark Show. The website, darkmarkshow@gmail.com. Go to my Facebook page, Goth Comedian. My Twitter page, Goth Comedian. Tumblr, Goth Comedian. I'll be promoting it. I'm going to go down to Orange County, Stanton, do a stand-up set, and I will be back in time to see Carrera.
So you're performing early?
Yes.
Okay.
Carrera, what time will Carrera be on stage?
11 o'clock.
Oh, perfect. I'll make it. That's no problem.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. So Carrera, which is Josie Katt's band that she's the lead singer in.
My new band.
Your new band. You're in two bands. You're in Pissant, you're in Carrera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had something else going on, but that'll be at Bordner's.
Correct.
1652 Cherokee, if I'm not mistaken.
Very good.
And that's on the corner of Hollywood and Cherokee. Check that out. They'll be on at 11 o'clock. But go to Kitty Key Bang Bang. Cheap drinks, always a fun time, great DJs. Go there all night, have fun. Fuck work. Who cares? It's hump day, Wednesday. Nobody gives a shit. So just go to Orange County, see my set in Stanton, and then go to Hollywood and see Josie Katt. Julia, I appreciate you doing the show. I never met you before. I just met you now. You're very charming, very cute. But you were from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That is correct.
Yeah. And when did you move to L.A.?
A couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So this is your first L.A. interview?
No, it's actually, well, yes. My last interview was in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. What interview in Las Vegas?
I did a podcast for Wood Rocket.
Oh, okay. And if you don't know Juliet, and you know she's just new to LA, so how would you know? But you're a classically trained flautist.
Yeah, not anymore. I sold my flute to come here. So
what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Did you go to band camp?
I did go to band camp.
We want to hear about that.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's stories there.
It was boring.
Right.
It's pretty boring.
That's what they say.
It's a different band camp.
Yeah.
But the reason that you're here, you're a writer.
We know what you do with those flutes. Not you in
keys.
Particular.
There's a lot of keys and screws on them.
Please, flutes.
Probably not a good.
Jessica can do that with a tuba. Please, don't even.
Oh, fuck you.
She's laughing because she knows it's true. But does this sound familiar? Does that sound familiar, Josie?
No, it's usually happy birthday to you.
Oh, okay. I thought they were playing Fleetwood Mac's Tusk and anyway.
Okay, so enough with band camp.
No. The reason that Juliet's here, other than the fact we had a couple of guests pull up, but Juliet's here. I shouldn't have told the story, but I'll tell the story anyway. A couple guests were going. Lightning is a tough person to pair people up with. And I had a couple guests that I was going to have on the show, and they're like, well, we want to come on, but we can't come on this week. They had scheduling conflicts. So I actually, not that I'm normally doing this, but I went to Craigslist and put in an ad for unusual people, and I got a lot of responses. But
oh, anything weird? Which section?
I put it in gigs. I didn't put that's another ad that I have in Craigslist.
Okay.
That's a whole different ad. No, so I was like, I want somebody that's interesting, and that's it's somebody that's interesting that I've never seen before. And you have a website.
Mm-hmm.
First, I thought it was murdermodels.com, and it was not. It was murdermotels.com. And I thought murder motels would be like haunted motels.
Nope. We are not, typically do not do haunted stuff.
These are shitty motels.
Yeah, the shittiest Shittier the better.
This woman has stayed places you can't even. Really? What was the shittiest motel you ever stayed in, Josie? This is a good. I'll get this from everybody because I'm sure there's some shitty motel stories here.
Probably when I was on tour with my band. I mean, I've traveled to some pretty gnarly third world countries.
And you're going. And, you're going
oh,
to
the
Vietnam.
Worst was in India. Oh my gosh.
What was going on there?
There was a bucket in the bathroom as a toilet. It was so disgusting. It was the first night I got into India, and.
How bad?
20-hour flight. You know?
How bad did you need to use the bucket?
I think I passed out after that flight. When I woke up, I was like, okay, time to get out of here. Okay. Thankfully, I was only booked there one day.
Okay, and Lightning Woodcock, you must have stayed some shitty motels, haven't you?
Yeah.
Being a blues man?
He's a rocker.
Yeah,
of
Arthur's Hideaway. Arthur's Hideaway out in the valley. It's gone now. It probably was demolished from...
In the San Fernando Valley?
In the San Fernando Valley, yeah. It was a hotel you can rent by the hour.
All right.
Laugh all you want, but murdermotels.com, they specialize in motels that you can rent by the hour. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, there's not a lot of them left. No. Try to shut that down.
What about here? Are most of them in Vegas or in Los Angeles?
Most of them, it's really easy to find one in Japan.
I was just about to mention that because there's easy to find one in Japan, but when you find one in Japan, you get things like this. I'm going to pass that around. There's an interesting blood stain on the mattress that makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, wow. That's a party.
Was this one of your contributors, or did you go to this hotel?
No, I went to this one in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
But they're very common
that
there.
Looks like the one in... actually, the bathroom looks a little better. What is this on top? Is that the reception area?
That's just like the headboard. So they have Kleenex, a phone...
Oh, lots of Kleenex. There's like four things of Kleenex.
Lightning
and there's lotion by the sink.
So you were in Japan and you said, I want to find the shittiest motel in Japan. And
well, they're really common. They're the love hotels are really common because people will live with their parents until they're in their mid to late 20s, possibly longer.
Okay.
Or they'll live in small apartments that are next to one another. So
kind of sounds like L.A.
You know, it's pretty common if you want to hang out with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you take them to a love motel.
Okay.
And they're not considered weird there. Here, they try to shut them down.
Right. Which is, why should they shut them down? Why shouldn't we get an hourly rate?
Sometimes I do just want to take a nap. And it's really frustrating.
Right.
But I can't just take a nap.
In a love motel where some people are just fucking.
Yeah, I just want to take a nap. Like, I was in New York, and I just wanted to take a nap. But
New York's exhausting.
By the way, in New York, that's where I got a shitty hotel story for you. Next time I'm in New York, I'm going to have to do this piece for murdermotels.com. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, you should.
I'll give it to you for free. The last two times I stayed in New York, I stayed at a place that was $40 a night. How do you get $40 a night in New York?
I don't know.
You go to Chinatown.
Oh, right.
Where they have these... these little cubicles that are like 8x6. There's a bed and there's like stuff to hang your stuff and the shared bathrooms. And they have like hundreds of them just piled.
There's places like that in India too. I mean, it's
well, there's
crazy.
No bucket. They actually had a bathroom, but you had to share the bathroom, which is, I don't know about that. But, I was in New York. So I was out all night. I was doing shows.
Next time, let me know. I'll hook you up with one of my friends. You don't have to do that.
Oh, thanks. Now you tell me. But yeah, so
I thought you had family there because I remember when you were there last time.
All my family moved from New York, so they're out here.
All right.
But speaking of somebody who looks like he might have been in my family, Lightning Woodcock.
Yes, sir.
Now, Lightning. now, Woodcock. Is that Welsh? Is that Scottish? I'm not sure. Familiar with the woodcock.
Something really white for sure. Whatever it is, I don't know exactly where, but somewhere over white European. Yeah,
because a lot of black guys would say no, woodcock is a little. It's not white European at all. But
yeah, right.
Yeah. And I was surprised. I was looking at your website. Now I did research on both of you. More extensive research on Juliet.
Because he likes to do that. With
plus me, anybody who has a Model Mayhem account, I'm there for hours. I listened to your CD once. I looked at your website. I did see in your bio, though, it says that you were born in 1968. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
That floored me. You're 45.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, you look like you're fucking 60. I mean, but he's a blues man. That's a compliment. You look like an old, grizzled, ugly man. That's a fucking compliment for a blues man. Does he look 45?
They're never coming back on the show again.
I never met him before in my life. I don't care if they're coming home. He knows I'm kidding. He knows I'm kidding. But you look older than 45.
Yeah, you know.
It's a lot of hard living.
I guess, you know, whatever it is. I was a baby face till I did like 10 years of crystal meth.
Is that what did it? Now, are you kidding? Are you serious?
Hey, you still have all your teeth.
I only tell it like it is.
Your teeth are pretty good.
No. Same original teeth, but,
I didn't lose his teeth, so he's doing pretty good.
You didn't get meth mouth.
No, I didn't get meth mouth. I've been off meth since 15 years, 16 years now.
That's good for
17
you.
17 years.
That was the other thing that floored me, too, because, and I do apologize to everybody. I was going to get everybody drinks, but we were running late, as you can see, and I apologize. And I said, Lightning, well, everybody, I sent this out to everybody. I said, do you want something to drink, alcoholic or not, wink, wink? And Lightning Woodcock, the hardcore blues band, said, I'll just have water.
A water would be really nice.
Yeah, Lightning's got cotton mouth from that bowl we smoked.
Water would be
well, now you
good.
Tell me, yes. No, I was running a little late, so you'll have your Perrier next week, Josie. I was running a little late. But,
thank
you. But Lightning Woodcock, so you've been playing the blues for how long?
Since 1982.
Okay.
Yeah, Lightning started playing the blues via AC/DC, you know.
Right, that was your Into the Blues?
Yeah, that was Lightning's end with the Young Brothers.
Right, because
I was old blues man.
Because you gave me your CD and I appreciated the Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning, yeah.
Because Metallica's is Ride the Lightning.
Right.
Yours is Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
And it's got,
whereas Ride is, you know, a blues euphemism for to have sex with, you know.
I caught it all, yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to Smoochie Coochie Man and... It didn't go right by me. I got all the references, but you do a cover of the AC/DC classic. We all love AC/DC.
Yeah.
Have a Drink on Me. Julia may not, but we all love AC/DC. Have a Drink on Me. And that's another thing that floored me is that I actually understood all the words.
Yeah, Lightning tends to enunciate, you know. If I'm telling a story, you should be able to understand it.
No, Brian Johnson does not enunciate. I didn't know what the fuck he was. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. And I got, oh, that's what he was saying. Okay.
Yeah, you got to put your ear up to the speaker, really, to understand what the fuck Brian's trying to say.
Exactly. And obviously, Led Zeppelin fan, you're wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Great rock and roll swindle, those fucking thieves.
Right.
You know.
Oh, because they stole the blues from Muddy Waters and all those guys.
All those guys, right. Yeah.
So here's the big debate, because I was going to talk about this, because I'm a big fan of the blues, like real blues.
Right.
Like real blues. Albert King, Julius, look at me like you don't listen to blues. I listen to blues. Albert King, B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf,
Buddy Guy,
John Lee Hooker, like the real blues.
Robert Johns.
Exactly. Yeah. I heard you play one note. I was like, okay, this guy knows the blues.
Thank you. You know your shit.
But there's people that like they try to hype up as blues players that like John Mayer is not the blues.
He can play blues. He can play good blues. You know?
He's a good guitar player, but I saw him induct Albert King in the Rock and Hall of Fame. I was ready to vomit. The guy, there's no blues there.
Yeah, he ain't living the blues, but he can play the blues.
I mean, he's an okay player, but there's something missing. There's no soul.
Right.
He doesn't look old and ugly. He's not. Those are the blues.
Yeah.
B.B. King's fucking ugly, and he can play. Steve Ray Vaughan, you ever see his fucking teeth? That guy can fucking play.
Yeah, and he had a lot of character. That's what Lightning sees a lot of the blues men since Stevie Ray died, is that none of them has any character, you know. Some do occasionally, but usually there's nothing more than somebody that's just kind of regurgitating what's been done before. Nobody's right. Really like pushing the evolution of the blues, and that's what Lightning thinks has to happen in the 21st century, you know, not just... redoing the blues the same way, you know, these dudes from Encino have been doing it for the last 15 years. But, you know, get out there and try to, you know, like, is a tradition here in L.A. I mean, guys like Jim Morrison and right. Captain Beefheart and Frank Zappa, they all push the blues into the outer limits,
right.
You know.
Right. So, well, I think there were some substances that helped with that.
And Lightning's all about that, too, goddammit. I just came back from a weekend in the desert on this really wacky psychedelic substance that was on a piece of paper. And
was that, were you at Burning Man or
no? It was a Jawbone Canyon.
Okay. Oh, the Steve Stokes party. You played it, right?
We did, yeah.
I haven't been to one of those parties in probably about 15 years, and the mountainside caught on fire.
Yikes.
Last time I was there.
I didn't go to that one. I did go to several about 20 years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
that's,
played them out
that's
there
about,
on man. Acid back then, too, you know.
What band were you in at that point?
Psychedelicatessen at that point. That was right before Foreign Object, which was when you and I met.
Foreign Object.
I got a poster somewhere with Foreign Object and Piss Ant.
You'll have to...
Tongue and Throw Rag. It was, you know, that
was fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever play with Woolly Bandits?
Just a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I just played with them a couple weeks
ago. They're
great.
I love still seeing Rick around, you know, and doing music.
Rick is great.
You know, at this point... There's less of us than
oh no you point. you guys just go please. It's not like we're here and there's a radio audience, go right ahead. How's Rick doing? How's he hanging?
Played last night.
But Julia's sitting there going, I gotta do more drugs, and that's what I'm thinking too.
She's bored.
She's not.
No,
I don't think she's bored. I just think she's like, by the way, you're from Grand Rapids. This is L.A. right here. These two right here.
Yeah, I want to go to this party.
I've been to Grand Rapids.
I want to go to this party.
I'll bet you do.
I missed the party, but I saw a lot of the posts, and it was cool to see a lot of people I know, you know, were going.
So. Yeah, it was a fun time, you know.
Well, you didn't go to this party, but you did go to, if I read correctly, the Gathering of the Juggalos.
I did that twice.
Because I was reading that. I'm like, wait a second, because you're kind of a hipster girl, sort of. If I was to categorize you, I don't know you that well. I don't know you at all. I'm trying to find out. I'm still trying to get your number. We'll figure that one out. But I was reading that you went to the Gathering of the Juggalos twice, I listened to your music. That seemed to be a little out of character. But then I was like, wait, you're from Michigan. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of juggalos in Michigan.
Well, that's where the ICP is from. Yeah,
that's where Fango
is
from.
So tell us more about it.
So the Gathering of the Juggalos is actually really cool. People think that it would be terrifying. And, you know, I think before we went, we thought it would be not that great. But I interviewed Violent J for a magazine, and he was just like, you got to go to my party.
Right.
So, we went to his party, and it's...
thought he was saying like a house party, and then it's like, you know, like his Woodstock.
Yeah, it's basically ICP's Woodstock. It takes place in Cave and Rock, Illinois, which is on the border between Illinois and Kentucky on the Ohio River.
Okay.
It's the very southern tip of Illinois.
Oh, boy, that sounds crazy already.
it's private property, so the police can't come in, and they're very concerned about having the police stay out. That's their number one priority.
I get that.
No, what's interesting about your article...
Definitely.
It's more to it, because what's interesting about the article is that the FBI has designated juggalos... A gang, a terrorist organization.
Yes.
Wow.
There are some juggalos that have done bad things. They've killed people, whatever. And
well, there's some people in the studio have done that, but I'm just kidding.
You know, for the most part, juggalos consider themselves a family, and they're you know, they're very protective of each other. And ICP has certain tenets that they want their family to follow, like. They have songs that are like, if you're a child molester, a racist, or you harm women, like you're a wife beater, they want to kill you. Even though a lot of their songs can be very misogynistic, those are the three things they don't want you to do. And they also don't want you to steal from family. And that sort of mentality is alive at the Gathering. Like,
okay.
That is not allowed. So then you have some juggalos who are outliers, who do bad things. And then, of course, juggalos have kind of like a uniformed way of looking or dressing, and they have a symbol. So the FBI did classify them as a gang. And at the time, at the second gathering that we were at, they had a juggalo lawyer who was taking...
Did he have makeup on?
I was going to say, did he wear a mask?
He had like one of the jerseys on.
Okay.
And explain what juggalos are, because a lot of people aren't... I'm
if
sure
you're not down with the clowns.
Yeah, with Insane Clown Posse.
Juggalos are just fans of Insane Clown Posse.
Okay.
Insane Clown Posse is from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And that's where Fago is made, and that's the soda that they drink and throw on each other.
Right.
So anybody who is a West Coast juggalo, they have to have Fago imported, I guess, sometimes, because some places don't have Fago.
Right.
So they have to have it shipped from Detroit to them in order to spray.
But you know what's weird is there's not a lot of West Coast juggalos. I know there's some.
What if they cheat and don't use it?
I don't even think they would. Like, that's
but when I lived in New York, when I went back east, everybody I knew that was under the age of 25 NSYNC Clown Posse was the greatest. They loved them. But when I went to out here in LA, it's there's some people that like them, but you don't see it as much.
Well, yeah, not where we hang out.
Well, you'd be surprised. I've had people come up to me when I've been full makeup, going, "Hey, you're trying to be like Violent J, or well, you look like Violent J." I'm like, "That's not what I'm going for, but thanks, I appreciate it. I'm trying to make myself beautiful. I don't want to not yeah. Sometimes I over clown it a little bit.
So. Yeah, I've seen that.
I bet you have. So, but
not
you said
today though.
Thank you.
It's light today.
Tasteful, thank you. So, but the gathering of the Juggalos, you said, was very self-contained and very orderly.
Yeah.
In a way, there was drugs, but
you know, there were a ton of drugs. They have their own way of dealing drugs. They have a little bridge there that goes over a little creek called Drug Bridge, and then you just go to the drugstore and you buy whatever drugs you want from the drug bridge.
They have their own way of dealing drugs. That could be part of the reason why the FBI is,
But the FBI, first off, I don't think the FBI, everybody over there is terribly smart. And, you know, they're very worried about terrorism. They just see a bunch of people gathering together, even if they have clown makeup on and say, oh, that's a terrorist organization. And they're trying to control things. And it's just...
But their concerts get pretty gnarly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people taking their clothes off and people spraying each other with Faygo, but...
Did you take your clothes off and spray Faygo?
No, I got sprayed with Faygo several times. It's kind of inevitable. Right. The second time they let us come up on stage with them and spray other people with Faygo, and then you just get covered in Faygo. But I did not respond to any of their nudity requests, which... So you walk around and people yell, "Show me your tits and show me your butthole." Constantly.
The butthole?
Yeah, that's a big...
Do you have to spread the cheeks?
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Not just your ass, the butthole.
Oh, there's a insane clown posse there. Yeah. With the Faygo. Now, how many buttholes did you see?
Quite a few.
Oh, yeah. So this butthole thing is a big hit.
But I also went
it's
to...
A big hit.
whenisanyoneup.com was still a thing, which was like Hunter Moore would have people send in photographs of people they got sexted to them, and he would try to publicly humiliate them by posting them online. His tagline was "No butthole, no care." So like, unless he got that photo, it was like, "What a boobs,
really
I don't care."
Ass.
Yeah,
buttholes.
Because that's like the weirdest thing you can show someone. You know, that's like
kind of funny.
Yeah, those two girls.
Okay, so there's some ICP nudity there.
Show us a butthole.
No thanks, Josie. We'll do that in private. But,
I think the weirdest thing that I saw there was one juggalo had stolen from other juggalos. Like he had taken a bunch of people's cell phones and stuff, and he got caught doing it, and they found all the stuff in the trunk of his car.
Mm-hmm.
So they dismantled his entire car. Like they rolled it over, they broke all the windows out, and then they took it apart, and then they gave away pieces of it. And then they put what was left of it up on like a trailer bed, and then they rode it around with a sign that said, "This is what happens to thieves."
Mm.
Like that was the weirdest thing I saw, because it was just like 20 of them just smashing it with crowbars. And
they have a lot of rules.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a punk rocker. I don't like all the rules.
They're pretty cool rules, though. They're like, don't steal, don't beat women, don't molest kids, don't be racist.
Well, Josie's all of those things. She does all of those things. She molests kids. She's racist. She's she steals from everybody.
I beat women.
Well, I've seen you beat women, but matter of fact, I didn't tell them about the spank train yet, but we'll figure that one out later. Lightning, what was the weirdest gig you ever played?
The weirdest gig I ever played.
Because we played a weird gig last week.
Yeah,
after the show last week, Josie, that's when I met Lightning.
It was Fishbone, right?
Well, yeah, Angela Moore, Fishbone, Dr. Mad Vibe himself, had a club down in Silver Lake, and I've met him before, so we actually... It had been years since I've seen him, but he recognized me, or he pretended to recognize me. And so he actually gave me some time, which was fun. And I did some comedy. But this was after I walk into the place and they had this group that was sort of still doing like, and they were okay. I forget the name of the man, but they were sort of still doing the Strokes thing from like 10 years ago. Like, oh, we're in the 60s and we're playing garage band. All right. And they were okay. Lightning comes on, just him and just the guitar. And just you're just like, oh wow. Now this guy can really command the stage.
Thank you.
And then the Strokes band, they start tuning up while you're doing your set, and all hell broke loose. There was a big, you told me.
Like a biker brawl?
No, totally. If you ever wanted to see ZZ Top beat up the Strokes, this is it. This guy, Lightning told him to eat a dick. They told you to eat a dick.
They told Lightning to eat a dick. Yeah.
And you called them pussies.
Yeah.
Nobody tells Lightning to eat a dick.
Yeah, Lightning was shocked.
Or eat a bag of dicks.
Even ICP couldn't tell you to eat a dick.
They were standing over there on their side of the stage throwing ice cubes at Lightning, calling Lightning.
Oh, were they?
Dick.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
No, they was being real little bitches.
So and then they're like, are you done? And Lightning's like, no. And he kept going. And
good for you.
But then they had a whole, like, Angelo got behind the drums, Angelo from Fishbone. And everybody sort of had a jam session. Everybody was okay.
It was a peace jam, yeah. And everybody got involved.
So everybody,
And they got over themselves for a minute.
when Angelo from Fishbone has a battle of the bands, he has a fucking battle of the bands. And let me tell you something. That beard.
It's literally a brawl of the bands.
No, the beard. I got to get to the beard. How long does it take to grow a beard like that?
You know, a lot of people act like it's some kind of accomplishment to grow a beard. Really, all you got to do is stop shaving, you know, or just in Lightning's case, I just shave like my chin. So it's like a polite area for eating pussy, you know.
You should have a polite area for that.
I agree, you know. I mean, some chicks like having a scratchy beard down there, but, you know, I figured some nice, you know, smooth skin works out in Lightning's favor every time.
I don't know.
It's probably
scratchy.
Probably have to do some more research.
Okay.
Some research.
We might have to do some research together, but Lightning, seriously.
So this is more of a utilitarian aspect, but, right. I don't remember 5, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. I don't even remember, but, right. You know, the
it does give you that blues thing, though. It definitely gives you character, and nobody has a beard quite like that.
It's a little different, yeah.
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 And the girls like it.
You know what? I don't know if they homos or what, but it seems like the guys really like it. Lightning gets more compliments on the beard from guys walking up to me like in Silver Lake
that'll happen in Silver
beards
Lake.
Beards are kind of trendy right now. It's really bizarre.
Extremely
like
trendy.
No, there is. And Julian, you're probably the hippest one in the room. But you know what I'm talking. But you know what I'm talking about.
She likes clown makeup.
No.
But you should have worn your makeup.
No, yeah. I've got a little bit of makeup on. There's a
thought that was going to happen.
There's a little eyeliner.
See, she's disappointed.
Okay, let me put some more makeup on. No, but a couple years ago. Well, first off, you remember the hipster look where the hair was like combed in front of the face. That was the big thing. And then everybody started
emo.
All the emo guys started growing these grizzly bear beards.
Yeah, and flannel shirts. Yeah.
Right. What I mean, and that's still sort of going on.
Yeah, I feel like
it's grunge with the hair on the front.
Something like that.
Like,
but they don't have a cool beard like Lightning or me do. I'm going for like this boy band thing myself. And Lightning's got the it's like
how long are you gonna let it grow? How far? Do you trim it?
No, I don't trim it. It breaks off because it's bleached. I bleach it every so often, you know.
Does it get in the way of the pipe?
Of the pipe. No.
When she says pipe, I think she means literal pipe, not eat a dick pipe.
No, that's not what I meant.
Because he's looking at you, Lightning, don't smoke no pipe. I like that you talk about yourself in the third person. That's the best.
Yeah, it's a habit Lightning's acquired.
I got to start doing that. You know, Dark Mark's talking to Lightning now, and Dark Mark's talking to Julian, and yeah, that's good. But Lightning, so...
How did you get into that habit?
Lightning can't really remember.
Oh.
But it's a blues thing. It's like you gotta start to like howl and move. I'm howling,
some point there's a, you know, a transition.
So, Willie Dixon is here to collect Willie Dixon's money, goddammit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He's knocking on Led Zeppelin's door and I'm Willie Dixon, goddammit.
But Willie Dixon is knocking on
the
door.
So when did you go from you went from ACDC real hard rock and you were in a psychedelic band.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like, when did you go into the hardcore slide guitar, nitty gritty blues?
That was as of 2006. Towards the end of 2006, after taking some time off of playing music publicly.
And what gave you the blues?
Oh, well, where do you start?
What
gave you the blues?
There's no coincidence.
Crystal meth. Got a job. Dog died.
Yeah, Lightning's lived the blues in a number of different ways, you know, since before I moved here.
Everyone's got the blues.
Yeah,
you just got to tap into it.
It's a human condition. Exactly. If you ain't got the blues, you know, you're lucky, I guess.
Well, Doc Mark has got the blues because Josie wouldn't let you answer the question. But you got the blues.
Yeah, the blues, you know, like I said, it's no coincidence that most of the songs are about the pussy. You know, that's like the first and foremost and always has been the root of the blues.
If you're not getting the pussy, you get the blues. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, you would know that.
The goth, the blues, it all comes from the pussy.
But it is surefire cure for the blues. But then at the same time, you know, depending on the chemistry between the two people, that life support system for that pussy could come back to be the one giving you the blues. You know. Giving lightning the blues for sure. Yeah, you know. Lightning's fortunate now. You see my old lady.
Lightning's old lady. You got to see this woman. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she's on fire, and the sweetest woman I ever met. Never have a fight with her. So you know, Lightning's used to getting my balls busted. Like you know, and it ain't like I go yes dear, no dear to avoid a fight. It's just we get along. You know, so
that's
I'm
good.
Very
lucky. You.
Yeah, very lucky. That's the first in my life.
How did you meet her?
Well, you know, it's the 21st century. We met on Facebook.
What?
Yeah.
You met your girlfriend on Facebook?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but we actually have real life mutual friends prior to meeting. We met about 3 years ago in person, but yeah. We met on Facebook.
So now you can't sing the blues about that.
No, I got the Facebook blues.
Actually, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Every motherfucker keeps poking me.
Lightning's got a good memory. I can still sing songs like Stop Breaking My Balls. And, you know, I remember what it feels like to be torn down and broken, you know, by a mean old woman.
He can sing the Twitter blues.
No. Lightning's a...
Lightning don't tweet? Opposed.
Unfortunately, it's the 21st century. Lightning does tweet, but I'm absolutely, it goes against everything. It's against Lightning's religion for sure.
No Tumblr, though.
No Tumblr.
Okay, that's good.
No.
Julia's got a Tumblr.
I do have a website, a blog, lightningwoodcock.com, you know.
You blog?
Julia probably absolutely has a lot of great pictures on her Tumblr.
The Murder Motel's Tumblr, I don't actually update that much. I have a Tumblr called News by the Comments where I just read the headline and then I skip the whole story and then I just interpret what it must be about based on the comments.
That's kind of what I do.
Well, give us the URL for that one because I got to read that.
So yeah, you'll get like a news story and it'll be like, Mexicans are taking our jobs and Obama is the reason why I'm poor. Like, that'll be the story.
And what will be your interpretation of that?
No, that is the interpretation.
Oh, okay.
Like, the story will be about, like, immigration reform bill to blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
And then the comments will be like, Obama is why I'm poor, and they're going to take all of my health care and give it to Mexicans, and gay people are ruining America. Like, it'll just be, like, this insanity. And these people have computers, and they just...
And by the way, you realize that by doing that, you broke one of the ICP rules, but by being racist, but...
But I'm not being racist.
No, you're interpreting.
The comments are racist.
I understand. Your comments are breaking the rules. But no, that's hilarious, though. I got to read that. That's going to be great.
Where do you research? Which papers do you get these headlines from?
You know, I usually just do like CNN or MSNBC or just the big ones.
Fox? But, do you do Fox?
Well, Fox is like its own quagmire of like...
Fox writes itself. You can't comment on Fox. It's ridiculous enough.
Like, I try not to use, like, Christian news sites because if you go to one of those, they're just automatically going to be, like...
What you think?
Sometimes I'll just go, like, Google News and I'll be like, evolution in schools. And then I'll just find, like, a news story that's like, dinosaurs were never real. You know, like, the comments are just... Or any comment about a woman doing something like... Like any Miley Cyrus thing is like she is like the devil. She is leading people astray. Like she has a portal to hell that you can access via her ass. Like, I mean, just like.
There we go with the ass again.
I was going to say, she better not go to the Gathering of the Juggalos. Somebody tells her to show her butthole. Everybody goes to hell.
There it goes. I did see when I was driving back from Culver City to downtown today, somebody has spray painted Twerk Miley on the side of a building. So.
Oh, that was I saw that in the paper.
Yeah.
It was
nice.
And what's your interpretation of that?
I'm into that.
Okay.
Let her twerk. You know, whatever.
Do you twerk?
She needs to show her butthole.
I don't.
No.
Miley.
Do you twerk?
Lightning don't twerk.
Lightning don't twerk. Okay. But Juliet, now you're a singer. I mean, you're a talent. You're not only a writer. Have you given up on music?
I thought that maybe I would join a band when I got here, but I just haven't had time to find one.
I think we got a super group right here. Because you know what? Everybody that we have on the show, including the co-host, has musical talent except for myself. I have zero. If you don't believe me, there's a show 3 weeks ago where I sang Hungry Like the Wolf.
Oh, that was horrible.
I agree. I listened to it back. Horrible. But you There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. There's and your old band was the
Fainting Generals.
The Fainting Generals, and they were very big in the Michigan scene.
If anything's big in the Michigan scene.
Well, I mean, you were getting a lot of press in the alternative weeklies and things like that.
Yes, from the local papers.
Oh, that's good. Shit, I haven't gotten
local press. We have local papers here.
Yeah, I haven't been in the LA Weekly in a long time, but I mean, it's nice.
I always say I'm from a small town. It just happens to be Los Angeles.
Right.
The thing about the music scene in Grand Rapids was there were a lot of really talented bands, and I'm not just saying that. There were some really good bands. It was just, I felt like there was no infrastructure for those bands.
Right.
So they were playing for almost nothing every night that they played, and then everybody had to have second jobs. So it was just like, it didn't feel feasible to me to be in a band there.
Well, Lightning and Josie will probably tell you, that's LA too, that's LA. Unfortunately. But, you know, I hope you do, because I listened to some of your music today, and I hope you pick it back up.
We always said we were going to make an industrial band, and then we just never did.
I could see you doing industrial.
Maybe Dark Mark could help us find
If any industrial musicians would like to collaborate,
yeah,
go to darkmarkshow@gmail.com and let us know. But no, you are very talented, and yeah, I mean, well, you've only been here 2 weeks. You've already been on two podcasts. You went in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
What was there was a hotel in Vegas you blogged about, right?
Oh wow,
the Gateway.
Is that the shittiest motel in Vegas?
You know, the thing about Vegas is the shittiest motel is more expensive than like just an off-season strip motel.
Not necessarily.
You know, like it's
tough.
There's outskirts of Vegas, and there's also places that rent by the hour too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. The motel that I got in Vegas was at the north end, like in North Vegas. It was the last one on the strip. It was like $38, and I could have stayed at Excalibur for like $29. So it's like.
Yeah, you probably. But then again, Excalibur's kind of shitty these days.
Excalibur's shitty. It's just like you're not going to find a crack pipe underneath the bed.
But is it murdermotels.com shitty?
No, and the one that I wanted to do is someone had just hung themselves there, and the police had come and shut it down. And then how did they describe it? It was something like outrageous prostitution. It was a really good adjective, prostitution. There was just so much prostitution, they had to come in and shut it down. Which is like, it's Las Vegas.
Yeah, how outrageous can prostitution get?
I don't know. I like to email people on Craigslist who are looking for prostitutes and try to like figure out what exactly they want. That's like a hobby of mine.
Oh, that was you.
But no, yeah, I started doing it with my real email address because I was like, oh, I've been doing this for so long. And then some guy got mad at me and he was like, I'm going to tell all of your friends and everyone you know. And I was like,
good.
I do this all the time. Like,
all your friends should know that hobby. That type of activity is, yeah, that's Juliet activity.
I just like people to tell me what they're into.
Really?
Yeah, I like to see how weird it gets. I'm like a down the rabbit hole.
Well, I'm into spooning. I'm into...
like if somebody writes, I have a weird fetish, email me for details. Like, right. Gotta do it.
Okay, actually, that's a good question.
Sounds like another night at Bar Sinister.
No. Josie, what are you into sexually? Let's find out.
What?
What are you into sexually? Let's be honest.
I'm open to things.
Right? Well, what's your favorite thing? What do you like? What's your favorite position?
It depends on the mood.
Lightning, I know you're not trying to answer these questions.
Absolutely not.
What are you into?
Oral. You know, like
you like 69?
Yeah.
I like 69 too.
Yeah.
It's weird. 69 is more popular amongst guys than women. I know a lot of women that don't like 69 because they're concentrating on what they're doing, and if you're doing it right, they lose their concentration. But that's what I like. I like when I'm doing it right and they lose concentration. And I like when they're doing it right and I lose concentration. That's the whole thing. It goes back and forth. It's a lot of fun.
It is, yeah.
Julian?
I don't know. I've been kind of ignoring sex since I've gotten here.
Oh, we got.
Well, it's only been 2 weeks.
It's only been 2 weeks.
I know. I got to focus on stuff.
like sex.
Yes. you're in this. Let me tell you something. You're in the studio with three of the horniest people you'll meet in LA right here.
Well, that's fantastic because I was wondering about Bar Sinister. I passed it the other day and it says leave your religion at the door. I was like, done.
Wait. Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Are you doing anything?
Nope.
At Bar Sinister, she's playing. It's not gonna be Bar Sinister. It's called Kitty Kitty Bang Bang. But
yeah, come down.
She's gonna be playing. So come down. Lightning's got a gig in Fullerton.
Yeah, gigging
tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday 13th at Fullerton, Bakersfield on Saturday, and on the 20th we're in New Hall at the VU, and on the 24th we're at the Redwood Bar here in downtown LA.
Oh wow! That. I got to check you out, and trust me, Lightning's got a show. Lightning puts on a show.
Oh, you haven't even seen the half of it yet.
Well, I just saw you on the slide guitar, solo. And that was it.
I got a whole band. You know, it's pretty rowdy.
Yeah,
rock
they're good.
And shit.
Yeah.
Pretty rad.
Yeah, no, awesome. I saw. I've heard the band on record, and they were good. And I've seen you just yourself,
right?
And like I said, it's the real blues. It's the down home blues. It's not this John Mayer bullshit. It's down home cotton picking motherfucking blues.
Yeah, it's not the same old white bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me fuck John Mayer. Tell me a white boy that plays the blues that you're like, he don't play the blues right.
Probably like just about anybody that you go out and see. I don't know most of these guys by name.
Who's the most overrated blues player?
Oh, Eric Clapton, man.
Really? He's good. You know. He's good.
Yeah, you know.
But he's overrated.
To Lightning, he's just, he doesn't, he's never done it for me, you know.
Because the saddest song he did was about his kid getting thrown out the window.
Yeah,
that wasn't even a blues song. That was just like him, like, I fell asleep.
Horrible.
Tears in heaven. I'm like...
It's so sad. How did that even happen?
If you're doing a lot of coke and you're screwing around with somebody and your kid's running around, that can happen.
Yes. Dave Brocky said that he pushed him out the window just so he could have another hit song.
Oh,
well, I guess it worked.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, and he hasn't had a hit since, so. Anyway, so, and who is your favorite blues player?
Hendrix.
Besides Lightning.
Hendrix.
Besides Lightning, of course.
Yeah, Hendrix.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can go along with that.
Yeah.
Sure. And anyway, Lightning, Julia, I told you it's going to be a short show. I told you I had so many questions for both of you. And it was weird because you both sort of like, it was weird. It was a weird energy in the room tonight. It was like crazy, and then it calmed down. It was crazy, calmed down. I was talking about sex. Everybody perked up. It was crazy. But I knew this was going to be...
Surprise.
Well, see, this is the show that I do. I want to put a bunch of people in the room that shouldn't be in the room together and see what happens. And I had a great time. Lightning, give us those dates again.
Tomorrow, Friday the 13th at Sly Bar in Fullerton.
Yeah, fuck Jason. Go see Lightning on Friday the 13th.
That's right. Saturday the 14th, we're going to be at Strandler Park in Bakersfield for the first annual Rock and Rod show in Bakersfield.
Rock and Rod?
Yeah. It's like a rock and roll and car show, you know, perfect for Bakersfield. Hopefully they'll come out to it.
Oh, Bakersfield. What else they got to do?
Yeah.
Some good motels there.
Yeah. Oh, for real.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we might have something going on there. Who knows? Is the blood cockroaches?
I hope so.
You got to see the cockroaches on murdermotels.com.
Oh,
anyway, so where else are you playing?
September 20th at the VU in New Hall and September 24th at the Redwood Bar and Grill.
And we didn't have time to play a Lightning. Maybe we'll play a Lightning song at the end, right?
Yeah, for the exit.
Yeah, we're going to play one on the way out. And Lightning, don't you have a new album out too?
Brand new as of a couple months ago. Satan's Work is Never Done, Volume 1.
Volume 1, how many volumes?
We're working on Volume 2
Satan's Work
right
is
now.
Never Done.
Yeah.
It's never done. That's going to be...
Hopefully 13 volumes. We'll see what happens.
13, oh yeah.
Shit, you saw Danzig and you got the tickets at Groupon. You know Satan's Work is Never Done.
Exactly.
Satan's Work is Never Done.
Working on Groupon.
And we're gonna play a song from Satan's Work is Never Done on the way out. But Lightning, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you.
We'll have to get some more cunnilingus tips some other time. Definitely, you're welcome on anytime.
Thank you. I live just up the street. You know, I'm right here downtown LA.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my neighborhood. I mean, you know, it's a long walk, but
yeah. Well, we ran into some of your neighbors last week, and they were very. They were hitting on the girls, and then when the girls turned them down, they hit on me. Juliet, you've been great, and we just barely scratched the surface. You are flautist, singer, actress, model. You're on Model Mayhem. But you're a writer.
Yep.
And you love shitty motels with cockroaches.
That's a fact.
And a juggalo. Are you an honorary juggalo?
I have become an honorary juggalo.
Okay.
I'm not a regular juggalo.
So where can people find you and your website?
Pretty much just murdermotels.com. That is where I languish.
Okay. Any blogs? What was the Tumblr you were talking about where you do the headlines?
Oh, that's called newsbythecomments.tumblr.com.
Okay, newsbythecomics.tumblr.com. I gotta check that out. I'm trying to. We've got a Tumblr now. We're trying to work it out, and so I'm trying to get more Tumblr friends. Julia, it was great meeting you.
Yes, thank you.
I hope you had a good time.
I did.
I know I did too.
Lovely.
And you know, I didn't know we'd be talking ICP and weird sexual position 69, but
yeah, it usually happens.
Then it's again, inevitable. Yeah, and you got lightning on. Who knows? Josie, your career is playing.
Yeah, this Saturday I'll be at Noise Factory. I'm doing an appearance there, and that's at 333 Boylston here in downtown LA.
Is Elizabeth still having her birthday there?
Yeah, and then she's also having her big party is going to be at the show.
And by the way, happy birthday, Elizabeth Aston. We love you.
That was fun. We celebrated at V. You weren't there for the first time.
I didn't get the memo. And
well, you know it's every Wednesday.
Well, I didn't know you guys were coming for the first time this Wednesday. Anyway, so go see Josie at Kitty Kitty Bang Bang at Bar Sinister on Tuesday.
Kitty Kitty Bang Bang, yeah. Or
go see me at Stanton on Tuesday as well. This has been a great Dark Mark show. Two people I didn't know that now I know a little better. Probably a little more than they really wanted me to, but I love it. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to have some lightning woodcock right now. Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
R-O-W, from the wall to the door. What you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? South Olive, downtown L.A. Skid Row Studios, motherfucker.
Hey, this is the coach listening to Hodjod's LA every Sunday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We talk all things football, from high school football, arena football, college football, pro football, Canadian football, any type of football you can think of. We talk about it right here from downtown LA, Skid Row Studios.
Hey, this is Eddie Solis, producer and host of Los Angeles Nista. Make sure you listen to the show live every Monday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at SkidRowStudios.com. And make sure you download the Skid Row Studios app for your iPhone.